quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and welcome into this week's episode of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you at Real Golf on X. Download Real Golf Radio where your favorite podcasts are found, and we appreciate you being with us as we continue year 27 talking golf with you here in Utah, where the Korn Ferry Tour is playing at Ogden Country Club. The first sub 60 round was shot. Ogden is sort of ripe for the taking for these guys. It's not particularly long. They're playing at elevation. The golf course is in perfect condition, and you know, guys are able to light it up. So we got a 59 finally on the Korn Ferry Tour. That's following up last week, another 59.
Michael Kim.
Yeah, yeah, with Michael Kim out there. And he chronicled the entire 59 on his social media. So if you're curious, like, he goes through the whole thing. It was pretty cool. It's actually gave us some really unique perspectives.
That's awesome. That.
Yeah, yeah, really good stuff. We've got a fun show cooked up for you. Dave Chandler, who's the director of sales for the landscape division of Mountainland Supply. Mountainland's been a great sponsor of Real Golf Radio, and they're the title sponsor of this week's event here in Utah for the Utah section at Valley View. It's the Valley View Open. Bob and I are competing in that as well, which has been fun, something we don't do very much these days. We'll talk about that coming up, but Dave Chandler's going to give us an update on what they're doing for the PGA professionals, the superintendents, as well as some scholarships for agronomist students and things like that around the Bank of Utah Championship. Troy Merritt, our good friend, he is competing this week in Ogden at the Korn Ferry Tour event, yep, and at the Utah Championship. We'll talk to Troy about how he's playing well.
Yeah.
He's playing some good golf. He's 10 under par through two rounds.
It's fun.
This week. Yeah. So we'll catch up with Troy, see how things are going with the hand and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of hand, Dan Handy, founder of Handy Golf. This is a wicked smart guy that fell in love with golf and is putting technology and golf together to enhance the teacher-player relations. Yes, the learning experience. And all through this new app and website, Handy Golf. Check out Handy Golf or handygolf.com. We'll get into all of that, plus the caddy as well, on this week's edition of Real Golf Radio.
Kick off the school year with Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Because with 20% off styles kids love, they're not just going back, they're making an entrance. Save on jeans that turn hallways into runways. Tees that make them walk a little slower, for effect. Sneakers that say, I'm so back. And more confidence-inspiring looks for every grade at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 20% off ends August 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This summer, the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich and Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you about the Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite. It's bright, it's bubbly, it's back.
The Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich, it's so rich, and you can choose between the original or the spicy filet.
Ooh, boy.
And then you got those pickled jalapenos tucked right under the filet, and then just to top it all off, you've got a little honey drizzle right on top.
Okay, now I'm a pimento fan.
And I'm feeling the dragon fruit.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
Strategic AI leadership without the $300,000 hire. You don't have time to figure out AI, where it's going, and how to integrate it in your business. So don't. That's our job. We come in, we build, we train your team, you take the keys. A complete AI system built around how you actually work. The busy work gets handled, your people get their time back, and while your competitors are still talking about AI, you are already using it. Book a free strategy call at meetcaddy.com. That's meetcaddy.com. Caddy, your unfair advantage.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks so much for being with us at Real Golf on X. And you can download us where your favorite podcasts are found. One of our great partners in the show for the last several years has been Mountain Land Supply. And what we love about Mountain Land is not only are they great guys, but they do a great service, certainly, but they also have a love for the game of golf, and they support the PGA professionals, the section, the agronomists, the superintendents, all of that. They're right in there, hand in hand. They also help with the volunteers at the Bank of Utah Championship and sponsor them down at Black Desert. We'll talk more about that coming up. But first, joining us right now is the director of sales for the landscape division at Mountain Land Supply, our good friend Dave Chandler, kind enough to join us. Dave, what's up, man?
How's it going, guys? Bob, Brian,
good to be with you. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. This week, there's a lot of golf going on in Utah. The Corn Ferry Tour is up at Ogden Country Club. And of course, the Valley View Open is going on at Valley View this week. And Mountain Land is the title sponsor. Here's what's great about Mountain Land as the title sponsor. Not only do they set up the event to make it a first-class event, like the sponsor signs are up there. You guys have your trailer that's all logoed up there. You've got water and drinks out on the golf course because it's hot out right now. And then you got the tent set up on the first and 10th tee. Like, the whole thing's first class, man. You guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, I think that's the, how you gauge your success on something is how many comments are given to you when they don't know that you're with Mountain Land. And a lot of the pros, they're just so appreciative of the support and what we do for them and the little trinkets and the gas, as simple as just the hydration, especially on these hot days. And so that's always rewarding for us to hear that.
So also, one of the things that Brian neglected to say is you're the official Rainbird distributor, which a lot of the courses here in the state are Rainbird as well. And that's another thing that you guys, another niche that you guys create for the game of golf.
Yeah, outside our love for golf and supporting the professionals on the course, we were supplying and doing things intelligently. So Rainbird is all about the intelligent use of water and managing those resources, the precious resource that we have. Golf courses get a bad rap, Bob, regarding their water waste, but they're actually some of the best at utilizing this, and the benefits of the golf course, not just for the game, but natural environment and habitat. I'm sure you guys saw the deer on the course and the birds and everything else that is possible because of golf courses and that open space that's taken care of so well.
Deer, turkeys, frogs, all kinds of different birds and stuff in there well. Yeah, it was a beautiful morning. And I also failed to mention that Bob and I were playing alongside Mr. Tim White this morning in the tournament proper, which is was not something I was mentally ready for this week, but had to step up, and we had a great time. You know, we've been fortunate to play with you guys as you sponsor these events. You bring your different divisions and your customers in for how many, what did you have, 4 or 5 events this week out there at Valley View?
It's a busy week with different landscape groups and contractors and professionals coming, and our thank you and the enriching the community coming back into that. It's a busy week, and it's also one of our favorite weeks because it's just rewarding. Yeah. So it's great. It's always fun to play with Tim White, and we'll leave his nicknames off the air for his pride and his sanity.
But, you know, we're used to playing in those, you know, where you go out and you have fun. And so Tim's like, hey, you want to come play? And I didn't realize he was entering us in the tournament proper. So Bob and I actually, we had to strap it on. We had to like get out there and be like, okay, let's go and try to post a number. Yeah. That was fun. You know what? It's interesting. 27 years, Bob and I, at least in our recollection, have not played in a stroke play tournament together. So that was pretty cool.
A competitive round together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's almost unbelievable that you guys haven't done that. That's pretty crazy.
Well, for the most part, Bob was out of my league. He was playing pro events, and so
that's true.
That's probably most of it. But
now I'm getting old.
Well, we're both getting old. But it was fun out there. So yeah, look, you guys are. I'm sure the Utah section, you know, greatly appreciates what you guys are doing. I mean, having sponsors involved, this is a big deal for the section pros, right? I mean, just talk about that for a second. The Valley View Open, it's one of their big events. It's a great purse. And the pros, these are the PGA professionals that are working day in, day out, you know, at the golf courses, at the clubs. And this is their opportunity to go out and compete and play a little golf themselves. And they couldn't do that without a sponsor like Mountainland.
Yeah, that's one of our core commitments is enriching the community. And we've kind of echoed that over the segments over the years. And not only are we the title sponsor and putting up money and support for these professionals, but we're also doing this for, we're also going out and gathering others to support them. So we're kind of the tip of the spear to get other major sponsors to come and support them and to see them and recognize what they're doing. And really that just adds back to the quality of professionals we have at each of these golf courses in the state of Utah and helps elevate the game and the opportunities that we get across the board, like the Bank of Utah Championship and PGA being involved there in Korn Ferry and LPGA. And there's a lot of reasons why we're seeing a big surge of wanting to golf Utah, and also the quality of tournaments that we're able to secure and keep on having come here. So
not only is it the golf professionals and events, but also the superintendents. What are you guys doing with the superintendents to help them to create this atmosphere and be able to have top of the line golf courses here in the state?
Yeah, I mean anything from the pond liner that's keeping water where it's supposed to be, to the fountains, to chemical, and you name it, Bob. Just the maintenance and management of the course itself is allowing it to be next level for play, but also for that water conservation. And then on the other side of it, one of the things that we're really proud of, and it sounds like bragging because it is, but we do scholarships associated with the Bank of Utah Championship, where we give to two scholarships out to agronomy professionals that are in school trying to help elevate their game with the education and using the right tools and being better stewards of those resources as well.
I love that. And I think, well, I don't think. Here's some real data. Like, I believe that the superintendent at most clubs is one of their highest paid employees. Like, you get a good superintendent, it's everything. And so, you know, I think back on Caddyshack, right? And Bill Murray's character, you know, as the greenskeeper. Right. And he was just kind of a, you know, whatever guy, a, kind of a comic relief. But you look at superintendents today and the greenskeepers and the agronomists, right? That those are the guys, like a good agronomist, a good superintendent is, I mean, there's bidding wars almost every year in Utah with the, especially amongst the private clubs, for those superintendents who are highly sought after because they understand, they have the tools, and they're able to produce results year after year on their courses.
They are, and they and they're highly educated too. A lot of them, especially at those top courses, have master's degrees in horticulture and agronomy, and are going back to school and maintaining certifications as far as their levels and tiers, and you won't find a tighter knit of resource share and information share between professionals like the agronomists, like you do on the superintendents, where they talk to different courses and they're learning about taking care of problems, and whether that's water or invasive grass species that they can't get rid of, they are a wealth of knowledge of sharing and trying to make things that much better.
Dave's with Mountainland. They're a great supporter of the game of golf here in the state of Utah and throughout the region. We really appreciate you and all you do, Dave. And don't forget, so not only do they have the expertise to handle the professionals out there in these golf courses and the baseball fields and all the other, you know, parks and rec that they take care of, but they can also help you with your own lawn. And as you said early on in this interview, water conservation is key, and having the right tools to be able to do that. I know through Rainbird and so forth, smart controllers, those same technologies can be utilized at our homes.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
You got it. Dave Chandler, Mountainland Supply, joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. Mountainland Supply, for a location near you. More of the show continues next.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch.
care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. This segment brought to you by Black Desert Resort. BlackDesertResort.com, where you can book your stay and play. The Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course is there. It's getting ready for the upcoming fall PGA Tour event, the Bank of Utah Championship, which is the first weekend in October. But in the meantime, you can go out there and play, enjoy it. The spa's open, the restaurants are open, the pool is and hot tub are open, and the fire pit, the 19th hole, the TrackMan range, the 36 hole putting course. Like it is, it's just a great time down there. It's hot, but you know what? Go down and enjoy it. It's a good time here. Courses in. I was surprised. I expected it to be kind of stressed out last week when I was there. So green, like the color is unbelievable. Superintendent's awesome. Doing a great job down there with the help of Mountain Land Supply. So that's one of the things that they do to help support the golf courses and the superintendents around the state of Utah and surrounding regions. So anyway, blackdesertresort.com, where you can book your stay and play and go enjoy Utah's newest resort in southern Utah. All right. Thanks to Dave, who joined us. Dave Chandler from Mountain Land gave you an update there. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to welcome in Dan Handy, founder of Handy Golf. This is going to be fascinating. Like, if you're a tech guy, you're going to definitely want to hear this. If you're a learner, if you like to study the game, if you're into the swing, if you struggle figuring out how to get better at golf, this is something that might be somewhat revolutionary. So you're going to get a little bit of a taste of what Dan is working on and putting his tech background and his golf obsession all together to create a pretty cool golf app and experience. So yeah. Stay tuned for that. That'll be cool.
You know, to give you a little idea, this guy went from a 28 starting golf down to a single digit.
Down to a four.
And it's a low single digit.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. All with technology and learning that way.
And a lot of hard work for sure.
A lot of hard work. Yeah. Of course.
But having an understanding of what he's working on. One of the quotes he uses is practice doesn't make perfect. It makes permanent. So you have to make sure you're practicing the right things. And I thought that was actually really, really well said. So.
Yep. Really, really cool stuff. And it'll be interesting to get into it, but then to learn more and more as we go on too.
So Jackson Koivun.
Koivun. Wow.
What do you think? A week later. I mean, right out of college, third professional
phenomenal
event.
Phenomenal talent.
Holds off Scottie Scheffler, who shot a Sunday 63. No big deal.
Yeah. You know, 61 on Saturday. Had a few shot lead and it, you know, he's young. He hasn't played much on the PGA Tour. In fact, that was his fourth event as a professional on the PGA Tour. He missed the cut in his first one and then has just kind of steamrolled through and winning this one. So it's pretty amazing to see what is there, but that's the great thing about golf. And meritocracy, you know what? You shoot the scores and you get the ball in the hole. And guess what? The opportunities are going to be endless and you're going to be known as a phenomenal player.
He jumped up to 70th on the FedEx Cup.
Yep.
Obviously, getting a win that early in your career is going to bring
full
a lot
membership.
Of accolades. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, he's going to get all the flowers, as they say, which is you should. But I think it's a little early to start. Like there's a lot of talk this week that he should be on the President's Cup team. Now I'll say this, and this is interesting too. Some of the reasoning is, hey, we want to try some guys out so we can find out who our good Ryder Cuppers are. Well, guess how Brant Snedeker is the captain. Guess how he feels about that. He doesn't feel too good about that at all. In fact, he's like, we've lost this event. And how about the pressure on this? The U.S. has lost this event once. Do you think Brant Snedeker wants to be the captain that loses it for the second time? No.
No.
So he's not going to go out there and say, hey, let's try some guys out. Oh, I had better players, more experience, better gelled with these teams, but I went with these guys for the fun of it, and we lost the President's Cup coming off of losing all of the Ryder Cups in the last two decades, for all intents and purposes. So I don't think Brant wants that. So I don't, and when you look at the standings, I don't know that it makes sense to say, hey, I'm going to use one of my six picks.
Yeah.
On that, because look, top six.
Especially looking at the picks.
Let's go the bottom six
after
here.
The top six.
Chris Goddard is seventh. I mean, that guy is on the team.
Yeah, and he's won twice this year.
Yeah, he's on the team. J.J. Spaun.
Yep. U.S. Open last year.
He's not the having the best year.
Golf this year.
But he's probably on the team. Wyndham Clark. He's on the team.
He won the U.S. Open.
Justin Thomas. Here's where it gets interesting.
Always a phenomenal player in team competition.
I'm guessing he's a pick. Xander Schauffele's at 11.
Yep.
He's in. And then Akshay Bhatia is at 12. Which, by the way, here's a stat for you that he leads the PGA Tour in. Guess what, Bob? Strokes gained putting.
Oh!
So you're probably picking that guy. And then guess what? Jacob Bridgman. Heard of him? I think he's won. Has he won twice already?
Probably.
Jacob Bridgman, right? Ryan Gerard's having a year. He's at 15th. Mav McNeely's at 6. Patrick Cantlay's at 17. He pairs really good with Xander Schauffele.
Yep.
If nothing else, he'll slow play the other team to death to get the dub, right? I mean, so you're probably going to be looking at that guy at 17.
So, I mean, if Brant Snedeker did nothing else, okay, you've got Scottie Scheffler, Cameron Young, Russell Henley, Sam Burns, Ben Griffin, and Colin Morikawa as the top six. If he did nothing else, then just go straight chalk for the next six. Phenomenal team.
I gave Bridgman one extra win. Sorry about that. He has a win in four top tens.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the team's stacked, right? I mean, it's a good-looking team, and it feels just like this team can go out and win. It doesn't feel like the Ryder
should win.
I'm looking at this team right here going, boy, if we were stacking up against the Euros, you know, then I'm nervous. I shouldn't be nervous. Should you be nervous? Like, playing anyone, should you be nervous with Scheffler, Young, Henley, Burns, Griffin, Morikawa, Goddard, Spawn, Clark, JT, and Xander, and Akshay? Like, should you be nervous about playing anybody with that team? You shouldn't be.
No, not at all.
We can't unlock that Ryder Cup code, but we seem to have the President's Cup thing figured. Anyway, that's a long-winded answer to say, look, I love Koivun. I mean, who doesn't love a young gun to go out there and hold off world number one Scottie Scheffler? That's great. I don't think as of yet he's earned a pick, but look, if he goes out and makes it in the playoffs and contends or wins again, then if he gets a two-time winner, put him on, man.
See, the international squad, Siwoo Kim, Ryan Fox, Open champion, Hideki Matsuyama, Minwoo Lee. He's played great this year. Mm-hmm. Tom Kim, who won again this year. And Adam Scott. Those are the top six.
Good team.
Yeah, good team. Corey Connors, 7. Nico Ishivaria at 8. Jason Day at 9. Casey Jarvis at 10. Hitsatuni.
Yeah, Hitsatsuni. It's a hard one to say, but he's been playing well.
And Nick Taylor. Those are the next six. And you've got Pat Guider and Sungjae Im and a bunch of other guys that are playing for a spot on that team as far as picks are concerned and that kind of thing. And the captains, of course, are Captain Brant Snedeker and Captain Jeff Ogilvie. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. We've got a fun, as I mentioned, got a fun interview coming up for you, and just Dan Handy's going to join us in just a few minutes. This week on the PGA Tour, they're in Detroit playing the Rocket Classic. Next week, it's the Wyndham, and then we are into the playoffs.
The playoffs, yep.
You got
it's
FedEx,
coming quick.
St. Jude,
it's coming fast and
BMW,
furious.
And then the Tour Championship, and then we go into FedEx. Yep. Fall. All important run here. We'll get you updated on some more of that on the back nine, hour number two as well. But Dan Handy next. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Put your house to work with a home equity line of credit from Mountain America Credit Union, featuring a fixed intro rate of 3.74% APR for 6 months, then as low as 7.25%, up to 18% variable APR. Refresh your home, consolidate debt, or cover other expenses, all with Mountain America's special intro rate. Apply today at macu.com/intro. Loans on approved credit, membership required, based on eligibility. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Equal housing lender, NMLS ID 462815.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf, we love the game of golf just like you. We're here for golfers because we know golf like no one else. Since 1971, your local Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf has been the trusted partner on and off the course, providing reliable expertise you can count on. With over 60 years of experience and our legendary 90-day guarantee, we've always been here to help you get there. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app, presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one.
Nice. Yeah.
Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and excited to introduce our next guest as we take you through a little journey and a new technology that could improve your game. Our next guest is the founder of Handy Golf. Dan Handy is joining us right now. Dan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So for those that want to kind of take a look as we're talking, handygolf.com, or you can also look for the Handy Golf app in the app stores. But before we get into this technology and golf, tell us a little bit about your background and how you even came to this space, or sort of the credentials that you have coming into this.
Yeah, so I'm a native Utahn here, a guy that got into tech and business. In fact, my first startup happened while I was a BYU student and a bunch of us in the back room of the old Palace Dance Hall on 900 East out there in Provo. We started a company called Free Servers, and that grew, and we sold that. And Later, I joined up with Matt Heaton and Danny Ashworth when they were getting Bluehost going, and was there. I was at Bluehost for 5 years, and we grew it to a point where we sold it. And then Matt and Danny exited out, and I took over as CEO of Bluehost for another 4 years after that. And just been part of the business community, tech community here ever since.
I should also mention that, Bob, real quick. I should also mention that he is like tour level ping pong player as well, which is a bit unique. You don't typically meet those. Like, you've seen those scenes with Forrest Gump. Like, Dan Handy and Forrest Gump would have a like legit game.
It's funny. Yes, we did get, when we were at Bluehost, we got way into ping pong. It was awesome. We got national ratings. We hired the national champion of Lebanon to work for us at Bluehost.
Wow.
And some other great guys. So it was those were fun days with, we had a ping pong room in our office with four tables. So it was pretty awesome.
So you are involved in this tech industry. You're enjoying things. And how did you come about golf?
Yeah.
Is that something that you played early on in your life?
So
that kind of thing.
That's a great question. So, you know, I got into golf like most Americans. You know, it's interesting with most sports, we get into them when we're in youth leagues. Like, I played junior jazz for basketball, you know, you played Little League baseball or all this stuff. But most people don't get into golf as a youngster unless you've got parents or something that introduce you. So I picked up golf as a late teenager, 16, 17 years old with my buddies, hacking our way around the golf course. My very first clubs, I think I paid $50. They were literally woods, you know, when they were actual wood with a plate in it, you know, and, you know, we hacked our way around the golf course, but had fun. I served a mission over in Spain. After my mission, I was going to BYU, and I'm like, I think golf is a really cool sport. Let me see if I can get better. So I took a golf class at BYU. Didn't help me get much better, but we hit foam balls on whatever field that was, in a mural field. And I learned a lot about the rules at that point. And then when I was 28, our offices for our tech company were the old Work Perfect buildings. And you remember Cascade Golf Course in Orm? Mm-hmm. It was right there. So I'm like, okay, this is the year I'm going to get good at golf. And so I started going to the range because it was so close, like 3-4 times a week, right? In between on a lunch break or right after work or right before work. And I thought I would really improve because I pounded out thousands of balls. I joined the men's league there. There was a match every Tuesday I would go play. And I just maybe got one or two strokes better, you know? So still well over 20 handicap. And, after that, I'm like, this just takes so much to get better. I basically quit golf for 20 years. And then we were doing Bluehost. It was growing like crazy. I also did my MBA at BYU. So I did the executive MBA track at BYU while growing Bluehost like super fast. And so I didn't have much time for golf, but we also got way into ping pong. But when we got way into ping pong and table tennis, I took lessons from the U.S. Nationals men's coach and a world champion from China. He was world champion in 1974. And I learned a lot of principles of how to get better at something, right? It is different than just repetition. Because I learned practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. So before, my strategy of just getting large bucket of balls at the range and pounding out 120 balls at a time wasn't working for getting better, right? Then later, after quitting golf for 20 years, then when COVID hit, well, basketball and ping pong were my two favorite sports that I play regularly. And I'm like, wow, I can't do those because of social distancing at the time. So I'm like, what if I got back into golf? I've always loved golf. I would love to just be good enough to be able to not be embarrassed to play with other people, right? And for me, so my target was 15 handicap. That's what I felt like. That's where if I get there, that's your regular golfer guy and I'm not holding people up and I'm not embarrassed, right? So that was my goal. And I joined Alpine Country Club, started practicing a lot. I took a couple of lessons and I learned, oh, I'm not ready for lessons. I don't know the vocabulary. I don't know what these coaches are talking about. And I needed to learn. So there were two primary things that helped me a ton. That was learning certain core fundamentals or physics principles of the golf swing that I never understood before. Like one perfect example is I always had it in my brain that you were supposed to hit the ball and the golf or the golf ball and the ground essentially at the same time. I thought they were kind of happening simultaneously. Well, if that's what's in your brain, you're never going to be a great ball striker. So I had to learn, oh, the pros are descending down on the golf ball. They're compressing the golf ball. They're hitting down on it. And that the divot is happening after the ball golf ball's already gone. And that the low point of the swing is in front of the ball, right? So learning those principles helped me a ton. And then learning the mechanical principles that go with the swing of how to swing differently, right? And so I far exceeded my goal. And like Brian says, when I came back, I was probably at least a 28 handicap. I couldn't break 100. And now I'm hovering around a 4 handicap. And I actually see a path of becoming a scratch golfer after 50 years old. You know, I'm 53 now. And I'm like, I thought that was impossible. I gained 30% more distance also. So I used to, here in Utah, my 7-iron was my 150 club, right? Now my 7-iron is my 190 to 200 club. And now my pitching wedge is my 150 club. So it was such a dramatic improvement, all of that. That was really what spurred me to go. The poor regular golfer, you know, there are 48 million casual golfers in the United States. There are 29.1 million active on the course golfers. And as I go around and golf with people, I'm like, that's me. You know, I was golfing with my friend. My son just got home from his mission a little bit ago, and I went golfing at the simulator. We were golfing Pebble Beach, I think, and we were hitting, and I was like 2 over par, and they're all, you know, scoring really high, and I'm like, guys, I was just like you just a few years ago. They're like, there's no way. And that enjoyment of the game was so transformational for me. That's what led me to starting Handy Golf.
Dan Handy, Handy Golf, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So you went through this journey, which is awesome, by the way. And I was always struck when Dan was telling his story to me earlier, and then as you just heard there, that his comment that he wasn't ready for lessons. That really struck me. I've never even considered that concept, that I'm not ready for lessons. But because he didn't have some basic understanding of even the vernacular, it became, you know, a difficult thing for him to even understand. It was almost like the teacher would be, or the golf instructor would be speaking Greek something like that. Right. So when you sit back and think about that, you go, yeah, you know, that makes a lot of sense, because somebody might ask you something and you say something, I don't even know what that means. What's the reference? What's the context? I imagine if Dan started talking or teaching us about ping pong, we would probably be in a similar scenario. So, okay, with that background.
Or computer tech.
Well, sure, tech. Yeah, no, tech's always been Greek to me. But so now you're like, okay, there's something that I need to learn lesson-wise. There's something that I need, and then your tech brain sort of takes over, and you start thinking about how can we combine these two things. And then also maybe speak to how you saw a bit of a gap or some of the needs around the instructors and the PGA professionals, and how you sort of went from, hey, let's do a little teaching app, to this might actually be a platform.
Yeah, exactly. And so one of the biggest things that I realized is that I was practicing totally wrong. So what I had done after COVID, I did several manual things. Like I set up a mirror in my living room, because if I'm not practicing with feedback of looking at what I was doing, then how am I supposed to improve? And one of the very first thing I did before I even understood many principles is I recorded my swing for the first time on a golf course. I just used my iPhone camera. You know, it's a little clunky to do it that way, and you get a big old giant video file. But as soon as I looked at my swing, I was shocked. I'm like, that's what my swing looks like? It was nothing like I, in my head, I thought I was doing.
Right.
And that's when I learned the incredible principle of golf of feel versus real, right? And I realized that what you feel you are doing is very different. And it's different from any other sport because the golf swing is so fast, happening at such high speed, and it's happening around your body. I think, Brian, you and I were talking about, you know, I went to Devin Durant's camp, BYU camp, when I was a youngster, and he taught the ABCs of shooting for basketball. And I learned about tucking my elbow in and releasing straight. And, you know, and I could sit on the floor of my living room and shoot a basketball straight up in the air. And out of the corner of my eye, I can see my arm and I can see if the ball's releasing up and straight up and down. But in a golf swing, the golf, you can't see the golf club. It's happening around you and so fast that if you're not recording your swing, that it becomes very difficult to see what you're doing and know what you're doing. And so that was one of the first features we put in there was an automatic swing recorder. And instead of having a manual mirror, we put in a digital mirror with a compare feature. So if I'm at home or in the office and I want to practice my takeaway and I realize, oh, I'm bringing my hands way too inside, I need to have a different hand path. If I'm not practicing that with looking at it, then at the same time, then it's really hard to improve it because of that feel versus real, right? So we started building all of these features. Then the other thing is, one of my favorite quotes is, this is a quote from Thomas S. Monson. He said, when performance is measured, performance improves. And so if you go to the range and you're saying, okay, that pole and that pole is the fairway and hit it. And, oh, I hit the fairway. Oh, I missed the fairway. But how many people actually measure that? Or if you go to the chipping green or the putting green, how many putts did you make? How many chips did you make? And how close to the hole is it? So just by measuring your performance, you can improve. So we put a whole bunch of practice games, which I think we're the only app on the market that has these practice games to track your progress. So then you could start to log. Oh, I hit the fairway this time. Oh, I missed way right. I missed out of bounds way right. Oh, and I sliced it. So now I can start to go, wow, I can only hit 2 out of 14 fairways. Well, I need to do better. How can I do better? So that was another key part of practicing was measurement, right? So feedback, recording yourself, measurement. These are all principles of practicing in a different way. I mean, I would grab that large bucket of balls. I wouldn't even pick out a target. I would just hit it and I'd say, oh, that went straight. How do you know you hit it straight if you didn't pick out a target and you didn't align to that target, right? And so all of these things, I'm like, technology can really help that. So that's what we built of all these practice tools to really help the golfer. And I've got a partner, Rossi's, he's an instructor out of England that's been helping me with the app too. And we were filming a bunch of instruction to be able to put into the app. And then I realized that the golf coaches are lacking the tools to really, so many of them. Some of them have a beautiful setup with a GC Quad or a TrackMan and recording tools and all of this stuff. But many golf coaches are operating without tools to record their students and to give them a real practice plan, right? So we decided, well, let's turn this into a huge platform to help coaches. So if you go and download our app right now, it's totally free, by the way. If you download our app right now, what you'll see is a bunch of practice tools in there, and you'll see an area to learn, and you'll see an area to connect with a coach. And those both say coming soon. Because what we want to do is onboard thousands of coaches from all around the world to put the best instruction and the best coaches that you can connect to, whether remotely or in person, to be able to improve your game. Just imagine this, like the very first thing that I noticed in my golf swing that I was doing wrong without knowing principles or anything was I didn't know the term at the time, sway, right? I noticed I was moving away from the golf ball,
yep,
standing up high, and then trying to move back to the golf ball and hit the ball. Well, you can have a golf coach tell you, hey, you're swaying away from the ball. You need to stay forward and you need to, in fact, transition your weight forward to be able to hit the ball correctly. Well, imagine if the coach then is recording you and showing you and drawing a line. here you are at setup. Now look how far you cross that line, and now you're coming forward. Now imagine I take that same recording home tool home with me, and while I'm at home, I start figuring out, oh, I need to turn and coil in a way that allows me to actually not move away from the ball, but stay on close to the ball. Well, now I have a target that could really help me look towards. I have a practice target, right? Sorry about the my little Winnie dog that was barking there in the background, but I have a target to practice at home and at the range, because in the past, I would get a lesson from a coach. He tells me to do something. I'm not recording myself. I don't have those same tools. I go out on the range and I'm like, okay, don't sway, but I'm still doing it, right? But now I could record myself and I know what I'm supposed to do, and I can draw a line, and I can look and go, oh, I'm still turning and moving away from the ball. How can I turn and stay close to the ball? So that's when we realized, man, all of these tools would be amazing for coaches, and all of the practice tools and the stats, and you can send it back to your coach and all of that. So that's what we're in the process of building now, is more tools for the coaches.
I love it. There's so much more to get into. We're short on time, but again, if you're just tuning in, you find this interesting, handygolf.com, or you can download the Handy Golf app in the App Store and take a look at some of the initial features that are on the app. Again, work in progress, still so much to come, but it's free to download, free to use right now, and there's some improved tech in there that wouldn't just be standard on your iPhone, but you can utilize the iPhone or your iPad or whatever to be able to go out and improve your game with some of these helps. Dan, thanks for sharing the intro. I'm excited to hear more on this as you continue to develop it. Can we get you on again and sort of get progress updates?
Yeah, and I would love to share with the listeners just a bullet list of things of like, this made a massive difference for me, just understanding this principle or things like that. I'd be happy to share with that stuff. If there's anybody who wants to get involved with Handy Golf as a coach, a player, an investor, an enthusiast, whatever, you can look me up on LinkedIn and just look up for Dan Handy, Handy Golf. You'll find me, connect with me on LinkedIn, and we can go from there.
I love it. Dan, thanks for your time, man. Good to visit with you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Dan Handy, Handy Golf right here on Real Golf Radio. Check it out, handygolf.com. And that's a great offer to connect with a very smart guy that will help you with your golf game as well. We got to take a break. More of the show comes up next.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.